This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. What is Kansas? Why Kansas? Those are fundamental questions which demand thought and reflection and would benefit from a place to learn and share the history of our state. Such a place exists at the Kansas Museum of History, which recently reopened after a multi-million-dollar renovation. It's today's Kansas Profile. Dr. Sarah Bell is director of the Kansas Museum of History, located west of Topeka. Bell is a Nebraska native who earned a master's in museum studies and a doctorate in history at KU. "It was while I did my graduate studies that I fell in love with Kansas," Bell said. Bell was working at a Lawrence museum when the directorship of the Kansas Museum of History came open. "This has long been a dream of mine, but I was 8 months pregnant at the time," Bell said. Her husband encouraged her to apply. She got the job. "We now have a little Kansan of our own, 3.5-year-old Felix," Bell said proudly. The current Kansas Museum of History had opened in 1984. Jenny Chin, the previous director of the Kansas Historical Society, envisioned a new and improved version of the museum and led the effort for a major renovation. After a private fundraising campaign, the building closed for the renovation to take place. Tragically, Chin perished suddenly from an accident in her home. Chin was succeeded by Patrick Zollner, who carried forward her vision and brought Bell on board as museum director. By the time Bell took the job, the museum had closed for renovation and initial design work had begun. Bell and her team crystallized the themes for the new exhibits. The museum reopened in November 2025. The new museum displays are organized thematically rather than chronologically. "This thematic structure reinforces the relevance of history to our lives today," Bell said. The themes include "What is Kansas? Why Kansas? Bleeding Kansas? Making Kansas? Connecting Kansas? Changing Kansas? And the future of Kansas." There should be no doubt what state this is about. The entrance includes displays of Kansas state symbols, including life-size bison. Next is an inspiring video narrated by award-winning film director Kevin Wilmot. Longtime favorites remain on display, such as the 1860s log cabin and the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe train engine. There are artifacts from John Brown, Carrie Nation, and Dwight Eisenhower, and much, much more. An innovative ramp allows never-before-seen perspectives on exhibits, including an up-close view of a 1914 biplane. A huge, beautiful Stan Hurd mural is still in progress. The museum's exhibits describe a wide range of elements, including pioneers in agriculture, urban and rural, Native American tribes, and formerly enslaved people. There are displays on women's suffrage, cattle trails and cowboys, military battle flags, and pioneering newspaper men and women. The 30,000-square-foot museum now includes a full-size boxcar which shares the story of how train cars once served as homes for Hispanic Americans. The special exhibits gallery will host changing exhibits. A large open window allows visitors to see the huge storage area where the remainder of the museum's 122,000 artifacts are housed. Videos, artifacts, and panel displays are located throughout. One video is narrated by country music star Martina McBride, who grew up in the rural Kansas community of Sharon, population 147 people. Now that's rural. The renovation was a near $7 million project funded mostly by private philanthropy. "We were able to stretch that budget because of the work done by our talented staff in-house," Bell said. "I believe we've created a really great experience, and our visitors say, wow, just as Jenny Chin intended," Bell said. "We're really proud of what we've done, and we want people to keep coming back," she said. "I think about my son," Bell said. "This is for his generation, too." For more information, see www.kansashistory.gov/museum. As narrated by Kevin Wilmot, "We're the crossroads in the heartland, moving people forward and bringing people together. So, why Kansas? Because this is where paths converge, a fertile testing ground, a meeting place for ideas, and a land with plenty of room to dream." For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.